A discredited news report has prompted CBS News to fire four of its executives. Today's action comes after an independent investigation. Last fall, CBS reported on President Bush's military service. The network said the president had received preferential treatment to enter the Texas Air National Guard and that he failed to meet all the guard's requirements. That report was based in part on Vietnam-era documents, which CBS later admitted that it could not authenticate. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we have an independent panel here. Former U.S. Attorney General Dick Thornburgh, former Associated Press President Louis Bucardi, and they seem not to have found that this was all a series of innocent mistakes.
No, they seem to essentially argue that it's a fundamental breakdown in news standards at CBS. They cited four factors in this failed report. They said quickly that there was a new management team at 60 Minutes Wednesday, as it's now called, that the news team had a complete belief in the story, that there was what they called a myopic zeal to get this story on the air during a competitive time. It was election season. And that there was incredible deference to Dan Rather, the anchor who served as correspondent on the story, and Mary Mapes, the award-winning producer who had brought them those documents.
You say complete belief in the story. People thought this must be true, and they just stopped checking.
Yeah, there was kind of a circular logic going on. They had documents they thought were true and that a source told them was true. And they played that by other sources who were active in the National Guard at the time who said it sounded right to them. The two kinds of sources tended to reaffirm each other. It was kind of a vicious cycle and it was flawed on both ends.
So who got fired?
Well, Mary Mapes, the producer involved who had vouched for the utter credibility of the documents, was fired. A number of other people were forced to resign. Josh Howard, the executive producer, Mary Murphy, his deputy, and a senior vice president, Betsy West, who was supposed to be vetting the story and then who failed to sort of vigorously check it out when objections were raised.
It took several months for CBS to deal with this.
Well, that's right. They took about 10 days, really, to respond seriously to the objections that were raised within hours of the broadcast. And that was a deep flaw. In the report, Mr. Bucardi and Mr. Thornburgh said that Andrew Hayward, the president of CBS News, had asked Betsy West to look into the objections to the report, and she was found not to have done so in a very, very sincere way.
Hmm. There's one name that you did not mention when you were mentioning the people who were losing their jobs, Dan Rather.
That's right.
Who did remove himself from the anchor chair at CBS News, but he'll still be reporting for 60 Minutes or 60 Minutes Wednesday, the very program on which this mistake occurred.
Well, this is, as one former CBS executive told me this morning, sort of a final nail in the coffin of Dan Rather, and he said it was regrettable. But Rather, around Thanksgiving, announced that he would be retiring on this March, around his 24th anniversary. It would not have been the way he would have wanted to go out, but he wanted to do it in advance of this report, which he knew was looming and which he knew would be quite devastating.
Is that right, that Dan Rather keeps his job even if it wasn't quite the job he had before?
He will remain on at CBS News as a correspondent. It remains to be seen how active he'll be in the light of this report.
How damaging is this episode for CBS?
Well, there's no question it's a very, very dark day at Black Rock. I mean, you've got what was seen as the Tiffany Network, what was the network of Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite, and it essentially had its entire integrity under question. It's its newscast scoured for political bias, its anchor essentially taking himself out of the anchor's desk as a result of deeply, deeply flawed reporting.
And what is the network doing to try to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, the most tangible thing they're doing is following the recommendation of the report by naming a senior vice president, Linda Mason, to oversee standards and practices. They're also trying to foster more of an environment where competitive pressures don't drive sloppiness. And they're going to, in the future, force reports to, if they're in question, to be looked at by executives not involved.
David, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik.